ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Samach. In the middle of the Yomud, the Gemara quotes the end of the Mishnah. In the end of the Mishnah, we said that the Gemara Din of a Megadiv, the Dayanim tell the aid, Emor Masha Shamati Beferish, say over the Giduf, the Klala that you heard from this person, Vuhu Aymer, he repeats it, Vah Dayanim Eimdin Al Ragleim V'Kairin, the Dayanim stand up and they do a Kriya. The Gemara, by us, wants to know, Eimdin Minolon, how do we know there's a Chi of Amida at the time that you hear the Giduf and the time of the Kriya? Eimdin Minolon, the Gemara says, they bring the Pasuk, that Eyud told El Egloin Melech Mayov, Dvarali Kim Liyag Lecha, Yakame Alakise. So we see that Egloin Melech Mayov stood up when he heard the Shem Hashem, so too over here, the Bezdin, the Dionim, have to stand up when they hear the Shem Hashem. The Achronim ask, the Archoner, the Mechaz Chinuch, and Mitzvah Ayin, Ois Yud, they ask that we already know from the Gemara in Mayit Katan Afchav, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodeya, Simon Shumem, Sif Aleph, that b'shas kriya, you need to be mu'umid. You have to be standing when you do a kriya. The Gemara Mayit Katan learns it out from a pasuk by Eov and David. So if there's a din amida for the kriya, why do we need a new mekar for the din amida? Mitzah this, that you're hearing the Shem Hashem. Anyway, you have to stand because you're doing kriya. So the Aruch Haner is mechiyach. From the fact that the Gemara needed a new pasuk for Amida in our Mishnah, it must be that the entire din that we know in Mayit Katan and brought down in Hilchos Avelos, that you stand b'shas kriya, is only by a kriya lames. We know when someone dies, there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv, to do kriyas begadim, to rise kriya. That din, we have a pasuk of Amida. But not necessarily, says the Aruch Haner, does that mean that every kriya in the world has din Amida? It's mevor from our sugi that the kriya that you have to make when you're hearing a klala over, that kriya is a chiyah kriya, but you don't need amida. And that's why we need a new mekar for a chiyah amida, mitzad this, that you heard the Shem Hashem. However, the Mechaz Chinuch, he argues on this idea of the Aruch Haner, he says a very simple answer. He says, Ein Echanami. Of course you have to stand midin kriya. And the time that you're ripping your begadim, you have to stand. That we already know from the Gemara Mayit Katan, and the Psak, and the Mechaber, the Rambam. That's a fact. Now, Mishnah is saying there's a secondary halacha. There's another halacha besides standing b'shas kriya. There's another din. We learn that from Eglon Melech Mayav. You have to stand b'shas shmiya. So we have no right to prove from here that there's no din amida mitzad the kriya of hearing the Maisa Giduf. Rather, the Mechaz Chinuch comes out, there's two dinim, there's two reasons why you have to stand, and there's two times you have to stand. One, b'shas shmiya, and then a few seconds later when you're doing the kriya, you also have to stand. That's the Machloikis, Aruch Haner, and the Mechaz Chinuch. Now, what's interesting, the Aruch Haner starts off, before he comes out with his Yisoid, that there's no din amida for any Kriya besides Kriya Alameis, he wants to be Medayik, that our Mishnah sounds like the entire din amida is only for Kriya, not for the Shmiya. Then he asks in the Gemara, that the Gemara is clear, it's for the Shmiya. Now, what's his Diyik that we're only talking about for the Kriya? Because the Lashon HaMishnah is, V'oimer loy, emor masha shamata beferish, v'hu oimer, the aid repeats what he heard, v'hadayonim oimden al ragleim v'kairin. It sounds like after the shmiya, then the dayonim stand up. So it's pretty clear that the din amida is for the kriya, not for the shmiya. If it was for the shmiya, you should have to be standing already b'shas the amira. Then he asked if the Gemara was clear, and the afsamach, that the din amida is for the shmiya. So he says, kanira, what he means is that the Lashon HaMishnah is lav dafka. One could argue on the Aruch Haner, one could say that even if there's a din amida on the Shmirah, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stand while he's saying it. Rather, just like by Eglon Melech Moav, when Eyud said Dvar Elikim Li, then we find that Eglon Melech Moav stood up. So we see he wasn't standing b'shas the Shmiyah of the Shem Hashem. Rather, when he heard it, then he stood up. So we could clarify, in a case that you know someone's about to say the Shem Hashem, when you have the Edom coming into Beis Din, and it's up to the time of the Gemar Din, and we're telling them, repeat over the Shem Hashem. Do you have to stand up before they say it? So you should be standing b'shas the Shmiyah? Or they say it, and then you stand. It's very likely to say that when you hear it, then you stand. L'mashal, we find by standing up for Talmud Chacham, there's halacha, you only have to stand up when he's within your Dalai Lamas. If you stand up too early, it's not nikkah that you're standing up for him. So if you're talking, the din amida is not that you should be in a situation that you're standing while you hear it. Rather, when you hear the Shem Hashem, you should stand up. So the Lashon HaMishnah is very good, even though the Gemara is saying you're standing up for Shmiya, besides Kriya according to Menachos Chinuch and according to the Aruch Haner, only Shmiya, but you can't ask from the Lashon HaMishnah, like the Aruch Haner was asking. The Aruch Haner was asking, the Mishnah says that there, v'hu aymer v'hadayonim aymdim, it sounds like you stand up after the Shmiyah, if you're talking, that even if there's a din, amida for the Shmiyah, that only happens after you hear it. You hear it, then you have to stand up. Now the Menachos Chinuch, based on his approach, he's understanding there's a din, amida, mitzad the Shmiyah, and also mitzad the Kriya. So he asked from the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam is very sosim. The Rambam quotes our Mishnah exactly as it is, and it's very misleading. The Mishnah would sound like the Dionim only have to stand for the Kriya. There's no mention in our Mishnah, in the words of the Mishnah, the Dionim Oimdin Araglein V'Kairin, there's no mention that you have to stand for the Shmiyah. If we're saying there's another halacha that you have to stand for the Shmiyah, why didn't the Mishnah mention it? That's the question of the Menachos Chinuch on the Rambam. There's a beautiful teretz from David Pervarsky. David Pervarsky, he's dealing with the next part of the Menachos Chinuch. The Menachos Chinuch goes on to say that this din amida, b'shas shmiyah, we see even by Eglon Melech Moav, it has nothing to do with dayanim. There's no special, unique halacha that dayanim have to stand. Rather, any person ever hears the Shem Hashem being mentioned, he has to stand up. And that's how the Menachos Chinuch paskins l'maisa. However, you can be medayik. The Lashon HaMishnah is the dayanim oimdin araglein. And that's what the Rambam brings down. Now, if there's other people in the room, which is pretty common, why are we specifying that the Dayanim stand up? It should be any Shaman stand up. More than that, is really the Lashon Me'iri. The Me'iri says, on this halacha that we learn out from Eglon Melech Moav, that you have to stand, he said the guideline is that you have to stand up any person that hears a Haskaras Hashem le'oysoy shehuzkar b'shviloi. If the Shem Hashem is being mentioned for him, anytime a Shem Hashem is being mentioned for you, then you have to stand up. So if we understand the Havana like the Me'iri, it's very understandable, the Lashon HaMishnah, which is also the Lashon HaRambam. Eglon Melech Moav had to stand up. So the Menachos Chinuch wants to prove from the fact that Eglon Melech Moav stood up that any person that ever hears the Shem Hashem has to stand up. But according to the Me'iri's logic, Dafke Eglon, who had Eyud speaking to him that Hashem is telling you something, so he's telling him something that's Negeya him, pertinent to him, therefore he stood up, and so too, when the Edom are testifying to Beis Din, they're doing it for Beis Din, so Beis Din has to stand up. But other people would not have to stand up. So based on this, Rav David Pervarsky wants to say a tremendous chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't have to mention there's a din amida for Shmiya, because it's evident in the Mishnah. It's evident in the, which the Rambam quotes. If the Rambam is quoting the Mishnah, that the Yonim stand, why is the Yonim standing more than anyone else? That must be for Shmiya. Because when it comes to Kriya, anyone that hears Ma'isikidav has to do Kriya. And that Kriya, we have a din, Amida on Kriya. If we're saying that the Yonim have to stand up, and Mitzah, the din of Amida of Kriya, everyone would have to stand up to do Kriya. So it's evident in the Mishnah itself, which Rambam is quoting, that there's a din Amida for Shmir. In other words, to make it clear, there's two dinim of Amida. That's the Chiddush of the Menachos Chinuch. One din Amida for the Shmir, and one din Amida for the Kriya. But what's coming out is a tremendous nafkamin on who stands. The din amida of a shmiya, we have the Me'iri and the Diyuk and Lashon HaRambam, only people that were said the Shviloi, which in our case, only the Dayanim, they have to stand. When it comes to the din of Kriya, so everyone has a din Kriya, so everyone will have a din amida. Any person in the room that's doing a din Kriya because they heard the Shem Hashem, they're going to have to do amida for the Kriya. So the Rambam that says that the Dayanim aimed him, that's clearly telling us that there's a din amida for the shmir. Because if we were doing a din amida for the kriya, that would be everybody, not just the young. We'll continue on with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Echad HaShemeya VeEchad Shemeya MiPi Shemeya Chayiv LeKriya. The Chi of Kriya is not only if you hear the Shem Hashem directly from a person, it's even if you hear someone repeating what someone else said. It's an interesting discussion, LaHalacha, what exactly you have to hear from the Shemeya repeating over the story. The Shach, Neredeya, Semeshin Mem, Sivkot Nun Hei, brings down a Yerushalmi that even if the person does not say over exactly the Maisa Gidif, rather all he says is, Ruvain was Megadif Hashem. That alone is enough to Mechayiv someone that hears that to do a Kriya. It means even though you never heard anyone be Mekal Hashem, but the fact that someone's telling you over that someone else was Mekal Hashem, Megadif Hashem, that's enough to Mechayiv Kriya. It's one Chiddush from the Yerushalmi. Another chiddush in the Yerushalmi is only a secondary shmir is chayav kriya, not a third level. For example, if Levi says that Shimon told him that Ruvain was megadif, that's not going to be mechayav kriya. The Pesachei Tshuva over there in Siman Shin Mem Ois Yud Ches brings down from the Mishchas Chachamim that the Rambam, Taisus, and the Smag and all the Rishonim hold not like the Yerushalmi. It's a tmi on the Shach. That he says him, like this Yerushalmi, if all the Paiskim are going not like the Yerushalmi, we hold your only Chayiv Kriya, even by Shemeya Mipi Shemeya, that your only Chayiv Kriya, if you hear the actual Gidav, it's not enough to hear someone saying over that someone else was Megadav. And then he says, a tremendous lumdus, he says, the second Chiddush of the Yerushalmi, that your only Chayiv, if you hear it from a second person, not from a third person, that's all because we're dealing with a lower level Shmir, you only heard Shimon saying that Reuven was Megadif. So the Chiddush that you have to do Kriya is only by Shimon, not by Levi. But if you go like the Rambam, the Shimon is actually quoting over the Gidif that Reuven said, then there'd be no difference. Even a third person that's saying over that I heard from Shimon that Reuven said the following, and you say over the Gidif, since you're actually hearing the Gidif, you always need Kriya. So you could learn this Machlokes, this Lashitase of the Mishnas Chachamim. That saying that according to the Rambam, if you're hearing the actual Giduf, then there's no difference between a second person and a third person. You could understand in two ways. You could understand very simply that he's saying it's much more chomer. It's much more chomer when you hear the actual Giduf, and since you have such a strict thing in front of you, you have a Maisa Giduf, therefore, it doesn't matter if it's second hand or third hand. Or you could understand that there's a fundamental difference between the Havan of the Rambam and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that this day you're doing Kriya today is because Reuven did a Gidduf. So when Shimon repeats over what Reuven said, you're doing a Gidduf because of Reuven's Amira. You're doing a Kriya because of Reuven's Amira. If you're doing it because of Reuven's Amira, because Shimon didn't really say anything, all Shimon's saying according to Yerushalmi is that Reuven was Megadif. On that, Yerushalmi holds that you only connect yourself to Reuven if you hear it from Shimon. If you only hear from Levi that Shimon told him what Reuven said, that's not enough connection for you, the Shemeya, that's hearing from Levi, to do a Kriya on what Reuven said. However, according to the Rambam, the Smag and Tosfos, they are only Chayv if you hear the Maisa Gidduf being said over from Shimon. So you're not doing Kriya on what Reuven said, really. You're doing it on what Shimon said. Shimon's saying over the words of a Gidduf. So Enoch Rami doesn't mean to do a Gidduf, but he is saying over a Gidduf that Reuven said. So you're not really doing Kriya for what Reuven said, rather for what Shimon said. If that's the Havana, then it's beautiful. So even if it's fifth hand, at the end of the day, someone is saying over a Gidduf in front of you, you're doing Kriya on what you're hearing. That will be a fundamental machlaikis between the Yerushalmi and the Rambam. Are you doing Kriya on Reuven's Gidduf or on the Gidduf that you're hearing from this witness? However, I found by Reb David Pervaronsky in Ois Tuf Reish Sadi Aleph, he wants to say that this is not the machlaikis. Rather, everyone agrees that the Yisoid is that you're doing Kriya for what Reuven said. Brings a fascinating riot. The Gemara says that the Edom themselves that already did Kriya, Ein Chayom LeKriya Shekvar Karu B'Shosh Hashamu. So even though they're testifying over in front of Bezin and saying over what Reuven already said, they don't have to do another Kriya. The Gemara asks, V'Karu B'Shosh Hashamu Mayhava. Who cares if they did Kriya yesterday? L'maisa, they're saying over, they're testifying and they're saying over the Gidduf again. Hakashami Hashta. They're hanging out. The Gemara brings a pasuk by Chizkio that you see that the Aiden that said over the Chizkio, they did not have to do another Kriya. The question is, the Taka, why don't you have to do Kriya? The Gemara didn't really answer in Svar. The Gemara just brought a pasuk that since you did it yesterday, you don't have to do it again today. The question is, Lamaisa, you are hearing it a second time. So you're hearing the Gidduf, why you're not doing a Kriya. So he's Mechiach, one of the Stadim that we declared before. He's Mechiach that the Havana, anytime you're hearing over about a Gidduf, you're not doing the Kriya for what you're hearing now. Because the Gidduf that's being done now, you're hearing as a testimony of what happened. The person's not doing a Maisa Gidduf, he's not trying to curse out Hashem. Rather, he's repeating someone else's Gidduf. So the entire chiv and the entire sugya is nothing more than a kriya on the gidduf that Reuven did yesterday. Not on what Shimon's relating, rather on what Reuven did. Even according to the Rishayim, that you have to hear the Shemim Yuchid being said over, or the Kinoi, you have to hear the Maisa Gidduf today, even if you have to hear the Maisa Gidduf today, but you're not doing it on the Maisa Gidduf that you're hearing, because it's not L'Shem Gidduf. Rather, now that you heard over the Mamish heard over the Gidduf, now you know exactly what Reuven said. That's Mechayev Akriya. But it's all because of what Reuven did. Therefore, it's beautiful that they don't have to do it again. They already did Kriya on Reuven's Gidduf. If the Kriya today is on the Edom's testimony, so they did it already on Reuven's Gidduf, but they should have to do it again for Shimon's Gidduf, for their testimony. But the Gemara is being Mechiyach from the Pasuk by Chizkiyo HaMelech, that since you already did it on Reuven's Gidduf, there's no reason for you to do it a second time. Because the Havana of doing Kriya on a testimony is that now that you have a testimony, now you know what Reuven did, now you do Kriya on Reuven's Gidduf. Since the Edom already did a Kriya on Reuven's Gidduf, they don't have to do it a second time. And he's Medayik, beautiful Dik, in the Lashon HaGemara. It says, Echad HaShemeya, Ve'echad Shemeya Mipi Shemeya. Whether you hear it or you heard it from someone that heard it. Well, there's no difference. The point is that you heard it. If you're doing Kriya on the testimony, so you're doing Kriya on the Shmiya. Why would you have to say whether you heard it from the hymn directly or you heard it from someone that's repeating it? Either way, you're hearing it. You're hearing it firsthand. It's Mochach in the Gemara. The entire Kriya is always on Reuven's Gidduf. On that we have a Chiddush. Whether you heard it straight from Reuven or you heard it from Shimon, then you do a Kriya on Reuven's Gidduf. But if you're doing it on Shimon's Gidduf, there's no extra Chiddush of Shemeya Mipia Shemeya. So if you say like that, that L'Kulei Alma, you're doing it on yesterday's, the Kriya is on yesterday's Gidduf, so you can't say over that the Havana and the Mishnah's Chachamim that said that the according to the Rambam, Smag and Taisvis, that you need to really say over the Gidduf, then there's no difference between the second and the third. So we tried to explain, maybe we'll explain the difference between the Taisvis and the Yerushalmi, that according to the Yerushalmi, you're doing it on Reuven's Gidduf, and therefore it's only a second hand, not a third hand. But according to the Rambam, you're doing it on Shimon's Gidduf, and therefore there's no difference between second hand and third hand. That's how we wanted to explain the Mishnah's Chachamim that makes these two machlokes and tell in each other. But according to Rav David Pravatsky, it's not true. Even the Rambam agrees, even the Rambam and Smag and Taisvis that hold that you have to hear over the Maisa Gidduf today, but still the Kriya is still on Reuven's Gidduf. They're just arguing how much do you have to hear to be connected, to be Misyachis, to Reuven's Gidduf, to have a Chiv Kriya on it. So then you'll have to explain the Kliya of the Mishnah's Chacham. If you want to stim it with Rav David Pravatsky, you have to say they're just arguing the Chomer Hadavar. If you mamish heard over the Maisa Gidduf, even if it's third hand, that's enough to connect you to the Gidduf of Reuven to make the Kriya. But if you're not hearing over a Davar Chashav, a Davar Chomer, then you can only be second hand and not third hand. But Lamaisa, there's another Nafkamin in this Chakira, and that would L'chayra prove Rav Pravarsky wrong. The Pesachei Tshuva in Ois Yud Zayin, on the halacha of the Mechaber says that, really quoting our Gemara, if you hear a guy being Megadeth, you don't have to do Kriya. On that, the Pesachei Tshuva says that the Mishnah's Chachamim says that if you hear a Yid repeating over what a guy said, then you would have to do Kriya. Now that, L'chayr is telling our Chakira. If we understand that the whole point of Kriya is on Reuven's original Gidduf, then it's very hard to understand why when a Yid repeating what a guy said, they would have to do Kriya. Only if we understand that the Kriya is on the Gidduf that the middleman did, that Shimon's doing, then we can understand that even if a guy is the original person that was Megadeth, but a Shimon's repeating it, so you're hearing from a guy, you're hearing from a Yisrael. If you're hearing from Yisrael, you're doing Kriya on the Gidduf of Yisrael. But if it's all connecting you back to the original original Gidduf. So if the guy made the original Gidduf, you should not have to do Kriya. So Rav Dovid Perasky asks this on himself, since he was Mechiyah from the Loshen, Shemeya Mipi Shemeya, that the Holy Site of Kriya is always connecting you to the original Gidduf, why is the halacha that if a Yisrael repeats what a guy said, that the halacha is you don't do Kriya? So he mitzadeh that maybe you could say a big chiddush. That really, when a guy is Megadif, that's a tremendous Chil Hashem, and it's called a Gidduf, it's a Maisa Gidduf. Just there's a din in Hilchus Kriya that a guy's Amira doesn't have the potency to be Mechayev a Kriya. But the second you hear it from Yisrael, so you have a Yisrael's Amira saying over the Gidduf of a guy, so now through Yisrael's Amira we have evidence that the guy said it, so you have a guy's Gidduf, but not really using his Amira. You're using the Amira of Yisrael saying over a guy's Gidduf. With that connection, you'll have all the points taken care of. You have the Maisa Gidduf, and you're not really getting it from a guy, you're getting it from Yisrael, and that will be enough to make a Kriya, even if the Kriya is on the original Gidduf, and even though the Gidduf was said by a guy. It is a tremendous Chiddush, and Avada Pashtus, this Mishnah's Chacham is a Raya, that the Gidduf is not for the original, the Kriya is not for the original Gidduf, rather it's for the present Gidduf. The Gemara continues, Omer of Yudam Shmuel, Hashemeya Azkarim Pio Vit Kichavim, Einoi Chayev Lekroya. If you hear a Azkar from a guy, you don't have to Kriya. And also, Omer of Yudam Shmuel, Ein Karin El Hashem Hamyuchad Bilvad. Lafuke Kino, you only do Kriya on the Shem Hamyuchad. So there's two Chidushim of Yudam Shmuel. One, you don't do Kriya by the Gidduf of a guy. Second of all, you only do Gidduf by a Shem Hamyuchad, not a Kinoi. The Gemara says, this argues on Rav Chiya B'Tavayim. Since Rav Chiya said that if you hear Askar Bizmanazay, you don't do Kriya, Shimiyata Omer Kainis Mali, Kol HaBeged Kroyim. If we're going to be Mechayev Kriya today, then everyone's going to be Kriya Begadim the whole day. The only way you'll have that issue, the Gemara says, is if you're Mechayev Kriya on the Klal of a Goy, Yidden are not walking around being Megadiv. So the only way that it would be a problem that Nismali Kol Begadim Kroyim would be if you're Mechayev on a goy, and they don't really know the Shem Yochid, so they're more likely going around with the Kinoi. So the only way you'll have this problem of Rav Chiya, and it's Malik called Beged Kron, is if we say you're Mechayev to do Kriya by a guy, even by Kinoim. So we have two Machayikism, Rav Yudam Shmuel and Rav Chiya. One about a guy, and one about a Kinoi. The Rambam was very interesting. The Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Paskins, that by a Kinoi, you're Mechayev Lekriya. So he's passing like Rav Chiya. But he passes like Shmuel about a guy. By a guy, he says, you're not going to mechayev Kriya, only Yisrael. Very interesting. He's passing one mechayev like a Kriya and one like Shmuel. The Kesef Mishnah says that really, it's very simple. The halacha should be like Shmuel. We have Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda on one team against Rabbi Kriya. So Hilchos Psak, Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel win over Rabbi Kriya. So really, we should passkin that there's no chayev Kriya by a guy and there's no chayev Kriya unless you have the Shem Yochid. However, since it's the Yerushalmi that says you mechayev Kriya by a Kinoi, so you mistarf the Yerushalmi with Rav Chiya, and therefore the Rambam made this type of pshara. He's passing like Rav Yehuda and Shmuel in regards to a guy, but in regards to a Kinoi, he's passing like Rav Chiya. However, the Lach Mishnah says a different pshat. Lach Mishnah says a very interesting pshat. He says that the Rambam is passing Misvara. And Misvara, when a guy is Megadif, there's no major Chil Hashem, there's no major problem, there's no major issue when a guy makes a Gidif, therefore it's not likely that it's a Chi of Kriya by the Gidif of a guy. However, by a Kinoi, the Ram holds me far that a Kinoi is like the Shem Hashem. Just to add some Havana, the truth is a Radvaz, brought down in the Frankel Rambam's in the back in the Likutim, he says the whole point over here is, the whole Kriya is really because of the Chil Hashem. When a guy is Megadif, there's no tremendous Chil Hashem. By Yisrael, even Yisrael Mummer, he says, that's a tremendous Chil Hashem. And since the point is a Chil Hashem, you don't need the Shem Yochid. Any Kinoi, any reference that we use for the Shem Hashem is a tremendous Chil Hashem. So any Yisrael that uses any Kinoi is a Chil Hashem. So there's no reason to need the Shem Yochid, but you need at least that he should be a Yisrael. Now, one last thing about this Gemara. The Gemara proved that according to Rav Chiya, you don't need the Shem HaMiyuchid. Because, Ish Shem HaMiyuchid Migmiri, how would Goyim know the Shem HaMiyuchid? Why would Rav Chiya be worried that Nismali Kala Beged Kroyim, if the halacha would be that you need the Shem HaMiyuchid, Goyim don't know the Shem HaMiyuchid? So the Teres Chaim asks a very obvious question. Teres Chaim asks, how do they know Kinoyim? How do they know Kinoyim? The only way they know Kinoyim is if they learned it. They heard it from Yisrael. So if they heard it, why can they know Shem Yuchid? What type of svar is this? That it's only going to be rampant, these Maisik Yidovs, if we're talking about a Kinoyim. Because there's no way they would know the Shem Yuchid. How would they know Kinoyim either? So the Tzadik Chaim is mechadish a tremendous chiddush that for Maisa Giduf you don't need a kinoy that the Yisrael use. Rather, any kinoy in the world of Akum, and they have many kinoyim for Hashem, in the world of Akum, any kinoy that they use in their Megadif, that's going to be called a Megadif. So the Gemara is saying very good. If you need the Shem Miyuchid, then it doesn't make sense. Why would it be rampant by Goyim to be Megadif for the Shem Miyuchid? But if you need kinuyim, then not only our kinuyim, even their kinuyim are included in Megadiv, and therefore it's going to be very rampant, and therefore it makes a lot of sense. The point of Reb Chiya, the Nismala called Beged, Kroyim. However, the Orchaner argues. Orchaner doesn't want to go with this Chiddush of Teres Chaim, that every kinuy that a guy uses, even a kinuy in the world of a guy alone, is going to be enough to Mechayev Kriya. The Orchaner says, a tremendous deek in Lashon Rashi. Rashi's Lashon is, before in Rashi, the Gemara's point is they don't know the Shem Yuchid so well. It's not so rampant by Goyim to know the Shem Yuchid. Of course, they could learn it, but it's more probable that they learned the Kinoyim. Of course, you need a Kinoy of the Jews. And if a guy uses his personal Kinoy, you're talking that you don't have a problem with Megadiv. But it's not likely that all Goyim are using on a regular basis the Shem HaMiyuchid. As Rashi says, Mi Gmiri Oivdi Kechavim Shem HaMiyuchid Kol Kach Shemakalim by Tamid. Are they so knowledgeable about the Shem HaMiyuchid that they're going to use it on a regular basis? So since it's not Mestavit that they're using this, that they're so knowledgeable about this, using on a regular basis, therefore it must be that even Kinuyim are Mechayiv Kriya. So we have here Machloigis, Orchaner and Torah Schayim, if even Kinuyim of the Goyim are Mechayiv Kriya, according to Torah Schayim, they would be Mechayiv Kriya, according to Orchaner, you would not. You only be Chayiv on the Kinuy that's used by Yisraelim.
We're learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Naf Samach Amid Beis. We're starting now the Sugya, the next few blunt, about the Din of Avodah Zarah, the Isser of Avodah Zarah, the Chi of Misa of Avodah Zarah. It starts from the Mishnah on the top of Daf Samach Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Na'ovid Vaidis Kechavim, Echad Ha'ovid, Vechad Mezabich, Vechad Mekater, Vechad Menasech, Vechad Meshtachave, Vechad Mekabo Veloya, Vaim La'iliata. Those are the ones that are Chi of Skila. Aval Megafeth, Vamenashek, Vamechabeth, Vamerabeth, Vamerachetz, Vasach, Vamalvish, Vaman Lovid Beloysa say. And another, so there's a Avodah Zarah, there's an Avodah of Avodah Zarah where there's a Chi of Misa, there's an Avodah of Avodah Zarah where there's just a Lav, a Chi of Leisasei, but not a Chi of Misa. What do you need for a Chi of Misa? There are four categories mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off with Echad HaOvid, which the Gemara explains that means Echad HaOvid Kedarka. When you do the Avodah Zarah Kedarka, the way it's meant to be Ovid, in the prescribed Aveda, which the Bali of this Aveda Zara prescribed for this particular Aveda Zara, that's Aved. That's one form of Skila. The next one is Mezabech Mekater Menasech. When someone shechs or burns an offering, or Menasech, or pours an offering, a wine, an Isachayayin, or like the Gemara says, Zerek, Zrikis Adam is the same idea of Menasech. And these are learnt out from Zabech Lelhim Yacharam, that the Gemara has a drasha that any Aveda which is an Avedis Pnim, the Aveda which is done on a carbon, namely the Shechita, the Zrika, the Akhtara, the Nisuch, these are the Avedis or Karbanis. If it's done for Avedis Zara, there's a Chi of Misa. So that's the second category. First category is the prescribed Aveda for that particular Avedis Zara. The second category is the Aveda that's done with a carbon. The third category is Echad HaMeshtachava, bowing to an Avodah Zarah, and that's mentioned in the Torah specifically a few times, both by the Lav, Loisa Shtachav, and Lem, Loisa Avdeim. A few times it says the Lav, the Gemara darshins them, and also the Chi of Misa, Vayelach, Vayavid, Alim, Achei, Vishtachav, Lem, Vitzesa, Seishahu, where there you have a specific form of Avodah Vishtachav, which is mentioned in the Torah. And that's the third type. And the fourth type is Makabalo Valoya Vaimale Eliata, which we'll discuss, verbally declaring divine acceptance of the Avodah Zarah. That's learned out because it says, Veshtach Vlavi Yizbuchaloi Vayoma Eilo Lehecha Yisrael. There's a hekesh to the verbal declaration of Eilo Lehecha Yisrael to Shchit Den Zvicha, which is Chayiv Misa. So I first want to give a Akdama Klali to the Inyan of Avodah Zarah and the various forms of the Chayiv Misa and the Chayiv Lav, with the particular attention to the Meinei HaMitzvahs, particularly to the Rambam, how many mitzvahs are counted for Avodah Zarah and why. There's really two sugyas, two related nidainim. One sugya is exactly which hashara is given the Torah for which iser. Kipshutai, Rashi on the Gemara, on Echra Ovid says that Ovid Kedarka, the hashara is from Echa Yavdu Agayim Eilas Leihayim Vasakang Amani. And Lechari means because it says Pen Tidrish Leihayim Leimar Echa Yavdu Agayim Eilas Vasakang Amani Pen. Whenever it says Yishomer pen and al, the Gemara says in Makkah, it means a loisa say. So here's the loisa say, for being Ovid Kedarka, is because it says in the Pasuk, in Parashas Re'e, Dvarim Yud Beis, that it says, Shamal Chab Metinakash Achayim, Pen Tidrish Lehem Lehmar, Eichel Yavdu Agayim Esay Lehem Vesakeng Amani. So that's Eichel Yavdu, how did they do it, and I'll do it myself. In other words, you being the Ovid Avodah Zarah Kedarka, and the Gemara is Mavur that way, and Daf Samach Gimel Luchar, that's the Makar for Rashi. There's a Shaila, Rashi on the Mishnah sounds a little bit not that way, you have to look in the Marshal and the Marsham. But Kapshuta Rashi in the Gemara says, and other Rishonim say as well, that the Ovid Kedarka that Azhara is because it says, Pendidrish Lelehem Lemar Eicha Yavdu Agoyim Meselem Vasakeng Amoni. That's the love of being Ovid Avodah Zarah Kedarka. Now the love of being Ovid was Zeveach Mekater Menasech. L'charis leisa avdeim. It says a few times in the Torah, leisa avdeim, but particularly in the Aseres Hadibros, leisa shtachav alehem v'leisa avdeim. And the lav for shtachav, that's the third category, is because it says leisa shtachav alehem, and the Gemara actually says this three times in the Torah, it says shtachav, and the Gemara is a drasha for them, but the lav is leisa shtachav. So, hishtachav is from leisa shtachav, the avoid is primus from leisa avdeim, now, Aimele Eliat is not 100% clear. Could be the lav is Loyilachal Him Achayim Alpanai. We'll speak about it a little bit. That's the lav of accepting it as a God without any Avodah. And the lav of being Megafif and Menashik and these things, Rashi actually says in Daf Samach Gimel Amin Aleph that it's learned that from Leselchor Achayim Achayim or Lesifnu Alalilim. There's another lav for it. And then there's a lav for Anayidu B'Shmai V'Makayim B'Shmai, which is a lav of Avshem Alimachayim Leisitzkiru. But Kipshutai, Lefi Rashi, and Kamri Shayim learn this way, there's a separate lav. There's a lav of Eicha Yavdu telling you Kedarka, a lav of Leisa Avdeim telling you an Avodah of Pnim, a lav of Leisa Shtachava telling you Shtachava, Kipshutai, a lav of Leilacha telling you Makabal of Aloya, and a lav of Leiselchu Achayim Achayim telling you Megafa for Menashik. In other words, an Avodah Shel Kavod, which is not Derech Avodasa, and not an Avodah Pnim, and not a Shtachavaya, the rest of Avodah is covered as its own lav. But the Rambam is Mavur, the Rambam in Yad, in Perigim Ochas Avodah Zarah, is Mavur that there are two Azharas. There's Azharah of Leisa Avdeim, and Azharah of Leisa Shtachavalahem. And the Rambam includes in Leisa Avdeim Derech Avodah, not like Rashi. Rashi said it from Eicha Yavdu. The Shaila de Gemara is mashma like Rashi, but let's just look at the Shita Rambam alone. That Loisa Avdeim tells you Derech Avedasai. If it's not Derech Avedasai, he doesn't put it in Loisa Avdeim. And the Lav of Loisa Shtachav Alehem, he says, tells you Shtachava and Avedis Pnim. Hishtachava and Avedis Pnim, they both come from Loisa Shtachav Alehem. And Loisa Avdeim is a Lav for Derech Avedah. And the Rambam talks about this also in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Leisa Sevav. He says the same thing, that there's a lav of Leisa Shtachaveh, which that includes all Avodas Pnim, and the lav of Leisa Avdeim is the pshat that includes things that are Derech Avodah. And he brings a Mechilta as a Rai. The Mechilta says that it says Leisa Shtachaveh Leisa Avdeim, L'chayev ala Avodah b'fnei atzmai v'ala Shtachaveh l'fnei atzmai. And the Rambam teaches the Mechilta, Avodah b'fnei atzmai means Derech Avodah, and Hashtachavah of Natsu means Hashtachavah and all the rest of the Avodahs that are Avodahs Pnim. But the Ramban the Anasagis in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvav, Loisa Sevav, he's very bothered. He said, why are you putting the Avodas Pnim together with the Shtachava? I would put Avodas Pnim in Loisa Avnim. That's what it is. And when Chulta says, L'chayav al Avodas Pnei Atzmai, and Shtachava Pnei Atzmai, that means Avodas Pnim is a different lav than Shtachava. It's two different lav. And there's a lav of Shtachava, of bowing, and there's a lav of Zaveach, Mekater, Menasech, and Zerik, which is the love of Avodah. So the Ramban doesn't understand, why does the Rambam put these things together? Why does the Rambam put together that in the love of Leis Hashtachava is included all the Avodah's Pnim? Why don't you say Fakat? The love of Hashtachava is one love, and Avodah's Pnim, Zaveach Mekatu Menasach, is a different love of Leis Avdim. And what makes it a shtickle more schwer, I think, is that Azai, maybe you might want to say in the Rambam that Leis Avdim is dafka, the Rambam held that Leisa Avdim could only mean Derech Avodah. Leisa Avdim has to be Derech Avodah. Anything which is not Derech Avodah, that's not called Sa'avdim. Sa'avdim means Kedarkoi. So Mamela, if you marba other things that are Aser, it has to be Nichol Nalav Leisa Shtachava. Leisa Shtachava is telling Yishtachava, even though it's not Kedarkoi, so any time there's something that's going to be Aser, which is Shalai Kedarkoi, that's not Sa'avdim, that has to be Tishtachava. I said, maybe I would say this. But l'chayre, two things meridik shver with this mahalach. One is that the emesin is another law. There's lo yizbuch oedis of chayim la'se'irim. And the Rambam says there, in mitzvah hey, when the Rambam says l'shishtachav es kail ol avedis p'nim, the Rambam says it's nichbala azhara, the azhara was doubled, it became, it's the same azhara a second time, because it says le'yizku z'chayim es se'irim, which includes any shchita for avedis zara, even if it's not kedarka. L'chayim, why did the Rambam say it's nichbala azhara? This lav says le'yizbuchu. That lav says le'yizbuchu. L'chayim is two different lavim. There's a lav of shchita and a lav of zmicha. Why is the Rambam counting it all in one lav of le'yizbuchu and saying there's a kfelus, there's a second time the Torah said the same lav le'yizbuchu? Why shouldn't it be two lavim? There's a lav of shchita and a lav of zmicha. Zayis v'ayin, there's another big kash on the Rambam. If you're going to learn like what I was saying, that Leisa Avdim has to be Kedarka, the Rambam says Mefurish not the way. Because the Rambam also argues in Rashi, the Rambam says that Megafef, Menashek, V'chuli, which Rashi and Daf Samach Gimel learns that from a different pasuk, L'sel Charchil Mecheim, the Rambam says that's also the Lav of Leisa Avdim. The Lav of Leisa Avdim is Kailo Avoida Kedarka, and the Lav of Leisa Avdim is also Kailo any Avoida Derech Kavod, Megafef, Menashek, which doesn't have a Chi of Skilo, because it's Shalai Kedarka. So how did the Rambam get such a setup? You have two psukim. You have Leisa Avdim, you have Leisa Shtachav Alehem. And the Rambam insists there's two Azhars, and only two. Leisa Shtachav Alehem includes the Shtachavah and all the Avodas Pnim. Leisa Avdim includes any Avoida which is Kedarka. So now we have Megafef, Menashek, V'chuli. All the Avodas Kavod, which are not Kedarka, but they're not Avodas Pnim, they're not a Shtachavah, so male, there's no Chi of Misa. Which one of these two lavim are they nichulin? If you're going to say that the pshat's like this, that Leis Avdim has to be kedarka, anything which is shalei kedarka, that's not avoda. Now, vas Leis Shtachvam includes not only Shtachava, but any other avoda, which is aser, even though it's shalei kedarka. So avada, I would put them megafif menashik v'chuli in Leis Shtachvam lehem, and say Leis Shtachvam includes avodas that are mechuyev misa, like Zvicha, Zvecha l'myachram, like Yishtachava, v'yelech v'yavil l'mechev, v'yishtachvu lehem, and v'yitzeisis ishahu, and includes the Avodas, v'mamayit for Misa, since it says Zvech, like the Gemara's Drasha, v'mamayit, anything else for Misa. But that's all included in Leis Yishtachava, because Leis Avdim would dafka be Derech Avodah. And the Rambam says Fakert. The Rambam says Leis Avdim includes Megafif and Menashek. But Leis Yishtachava lehem includes Zvech and Makter. Why is that? It's a Pella, and some of this kasha in the Ramban asks on the Asogis of the Ramban. Now, before Miyashiv the Rambam, I want to read also, this is all the Shmuz Lagabi the Ashoris. There's also a similar Shmuz Lagabi the Minyan HaMitzvahs. By both things, you really have a shtickle klal, that you really have a klal, by both Ashoris and Minyan HaMitzvahs, you have a klal, that if it's Nichbala Azara, if you have Azara twice, saying essentially the same thing, so that's not an extra lav. At least that's what the Rambam holds. And that's not an extra mitzvah. Even the ones that don't like the Rambam, they hold if there's a drasha for it. If you have a lav saying the same thing, but we have a drasha, we have a reason why the Torah said another lav to remember something, that's not going to make a second lav necessarily. But by mitzvahs, everyone's maskim to that you say. The Torah says a mitzvah twice or three times, it doesn't make it two or three mitzvahs. It's the same mitzvah. So Mamela, it's called, it's only considered one in the minyan mitzvahs. Now, how many mitzvahs there are in Avodah Zarah is a shekel tumul in the Rishayim. The Shittas Rambam really counts three mitzvahs in Avodah Zarah. Like we mentioned, Loisa Shtach Vlem, which we said includes Avodah Spnim with Das Rambam. Loisa Avdeim, which is Avodah Kedarka and Megafif and Menashek. That's all included in Loisa Avdeim. The Rambam also has Layilacha. Layilacha is Avodah Zarah. The Menchis Chinuch, a mitzvah Chavav, he discusses a little bit. Why isn't all Avodah Zarah just Layilacha and everything else just details? He's Marchiv about the Inyan. But I want to say, and it's not mamish what the Minchas Chinuch says, it's Karev Lezeh though, La'yilcha the Yisayit is Amuna. Actually, the Rambam in Yad doesn't bring La'yilcha and Hilchas Avei Dezar at all. He brings La'yilcha and Hilchas Yisayit Yatayr. La'yilcha is a lav of believing in Avei Dezar. It's a lav that you do in your heart. It's not a lav of an action. It's a lav of a belief, a machshava. But that's one lav, and the Rambam brings in Hilchas Yisayit Yatayr. Anyone who believes in Avei Dezar is Eivah Lav La'yilcha. But that's not Eivet Avodah Zarah. Eivet Avodah Zarah, there's two lavim. There's Loisa Shtachavah and Loisa Avdeim. And like we said, the Shtachavah includes Ashtachavah and the Avodah Spnim Zaveach, Mekater, and Menasech. And Loisa Avdeim includes the Avodah Kedarka. And also, inexplicably, includes Megafif and Menashek, even though it's Shalai Kedarka. So that's how the Rambam counts it in Sefer and Mitzvahs. He has three mitzvahs. La'yilcha, and he has Loisa Shtachavah, and he has Loisa Avdeim. And that's it. I mean, he also has Shem Elim Echeim Leisus Kiru for Neidah B'Shmai and Mekayim B'Shmai. The Ramban there discusses it by Richos because there's a big Shaila on the Bahag. The Bahag and Kama other Rishayim did not count the Neichi Hashem Elikech as a mitzvah. The problem is, what do you do with the Gemara Makis? If you don't count the Neichi Hashem Elikech as a mitzvah, so the Gemara Makis says like this. The Gemara says, Tayr Tziv Lanim Aisha, Tayr is B'Gemashia 6:11. Those were Tzivalonu Moshe. That's what Moshe taught us. Because it's 613 mitzvahs. Torah is 611. And the other two were in Piyak Vuru Shemanu. Anoichen Le'ilcha. So, Fekh Sechamari Dig Akasha. If you're not going to count the Anoichen as a mitzvah, so where's the other two? You only have another one. Anoichen was talking Piyak Vuru Shemanu, but that's not a mitzvah. Le'ilcha is the only mitzvah. So, L'chaya, there were 612 that were given by Moshe, and only one given by Piyak Vuru. So one teretz is that in La'ilcha there's not only one mitzvah, there are four mitzvahs. La'ilcha, la'isasa pesel, la'isishtach v'lehem, la'isavde, four mitzvahs. And the Rambam, the Ramban turns around and asks on the Rambam, if a neichi and la'ilcha were both given mipi agvura, la'ilcha includes four mitzvahs. You counted four mitzvahs for la'ilcha. You counted la'ilcha. You can't do Leisasa Pesel, which your Rambam holds is an Isser to make an Avodah Zarah, even if you're not being Eivet it. You can't do Leisa Shtachvam and Leisa Avdim, like we explained. So you counted four mitzvahs. So there's five mitzvahs are given B'Pi Agvura, a Neichi and four mitzvahs of Le'ilacha. So how do you explain the Gemara? So on that, the Megillah Sester says, and the Achrenim go with this Teretz, the Rambam held that only the Pasuk of Le'ilacha was B'Pi Agvura, a Neichi and the Pasuk of Le'ilacha. The rest of the second Dibur, from Lysas Lechal Pesel, Lysashach, and Lysa Avdeim, that wasn't given me Piagvur, that was given for Moshe. But Lamaisa, how you can answer the Bahag? Because Mimanavshach, if you're going to count the entire Le'ilcha, so then it's right in that two mitzvahs. Then Lechayit should be four mitzvahs. So it could be the Bahag only counted two mitzvahs in Le'ilcha. That's possible. There are different Gersayis in the Bahag and different ways of interpreting what exactly he said. But there is a possibility that in Le'ilcha, there's only two mitzvahs of Das the Bahag. It's also possible that even if there's more mitzvahs in La'ilacha, but the other mitzvahs were set over in the Torah in other places, so you could say, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe, there were 611 mitzvahs that Moshe said, even though two of those mitzvahs Hashem also happened to say, but it doesn't matter, Moshe said it too, Mashenkin, there are two mitzvahs. In La'ilacha, you're going to have to find two mitzvahs there which weren't set over anywhere else. But this is a big tumult, and it's a little bit zaitik to our sugya. The Ramban and the Mepharshim speak about this a little bit in the first mitzvah of Mitzvah Saseh in the Rambam. But b'negayim minyan ha-mitzvahs, the Ramban wants to include all avodah zarah in one mitzvah. Ramban Shita himself holds that there's one mitzvah for avodah zarah, period. Lo yilcha. That is the mitzvah for all avodah zarah. Everything else, lo yishtach v'lem, lo yisa'avdei mecha yavnu, all these things, there's plenty of azaras. But there's only one mitzvah of avodah zarah. It's like Shabbos. There's one mitzvah of Shabbos. There's 39 malachas. There might be other isurim. But it's not other mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah. Let's ask some malacha on Shabbos. These are all details. Here also, there are manholes. There's one mitzvah of avodah zarah. There's also a discussion if in Aseres HaDibros, L'Sas L'Chapesel means doing avodah zarah, or L'Sas L'Chapesel means, like the Rambam says, creating an idol without worshipping it. But I don't want to be ma'arich too much, because the Rambam holds the Yilcha is considered one mitzvah, because all avodah zarah has one mitzvah to it. And the Ramban is bothered with the Rambam's minyan ha-mitzvahs. And he's bothered me, manavshach. If you want to make one mitzvah of avodah zarah, fine. But had you managed to make three, if you can account L'Yilcha as a separate mitzvah, and L'Yishtach V'lehem is a separate mitzvah, and L'Yishtach is a separate mitzvah, so why not count other mitzvahs also, and say Yishtach Avah, and Zvicha is a separate mitzvah? Why not count the fourth mitzvah al kapanim? You have Yishtach Avah, you have Avayda Kedarka, and you have Avayda Spinim. Why are they two mitzvahs? Why aren't they three mitzvahs? Or let them be one mitzvah. Had you managed to make them two? So like I said, I think the Ram L'Yilcha holds, and this is what I was saying, because the Rambam brings in Hilchos Seder Torah, not Avodah Zarah. L'Yilcha is not an Isser to do Avodah Zarah. L'Yilcha is an Isser to believe in Avodah Zarah. So that's one Isser of L'Yilcha. But about the Ramban's Kasha with L'Yisa Shtach and L'Yisa Avdeim, it's similar to the Kasha we mentioned before about the Azhara. Even if you're going to count all Avodah's Karbanis as one, but why are you putting it together with Yishtach Avah? And L'Yisa Avdeim is talking about Avodah Kedarka. So Mitchila, I thought that the pshat's like this. The Rambam has two mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah besides for L'Yilcha, believing in Avodah Zarah. There's two mitzvahs. One is Avodah Kedarka, and one is the Azharis of Avodah Shaloi Kedarka. But he wasn't Mechalik in Avodah Shaloi Kedarka between the various parts of Avodah Shaloi Kedarka. It didn't make a difference if you're Mishtachada or if you're Zeveach. Anything at Shaloi Kedarka, you lump together, which is a Shaila why. And also, like we asked before, Sa'ib Azayit should come out that Megafif and Menashek should be included in the mitzvah of Leishishtachaveh, the mitzvah of the Shalei Kedarka, but granted you don't get Skila. And the Rambam puts Megafif and Menashek into the mitzvah of Leisa Avdeim, L'chayr Tzepela. Had they become Leisa Avdeim, and Zeveich and Nisach and Mekater is Leishishtachaveh, why? What's the pshat in that? So L'achar Ian, I thought of a pshat, it's an Egan of pshat, V'amayin Yivchar. The Rambam held there was two Yisaitistik Yisrum Avodah Zarah. Two and only two. I mean, besides for L'Yilcha, there's actually three. There's believing in Avodah Zarah, which is not a din in Eved Avodah Zarah. That's a din in Hilchos Yisrael De'Atayra. But in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, there are two Eifanim, two Isurim Avodah Zarah. One Isur is to be Eved Avodah Zarah, and that's a Derech Avodasa. There's an Isur to be Eved Avodah Zarah, but there's another Isur to take something which is Avodah Hashem and give that to Avodah Zarah. That's the Gemara here. Zaveich lehim yacham bilti l'Hashem levadai rikan avodas kul l'shem ha-miyuchet. There's an issue of bilti l'Hashem levadai. You're taking something which is miyuchet to Hashem and giving to avodas zarah. That's a completely different issue. There's one issue of being avod avodas zarah in your own way or in avodas zarah's prescribed way. That's one issue. That issue, if you do it in the prescribed way, that's an issue skila. If you do it in an unprescribed way, Megafif, Menashek, Mechuli, as long as you're doing it B'derech Kavod, that's an Issa Lav. But there, the Issa is to be Eivad Avodah Zarah. You're being Eivad Avodah Zarah. If you do it Kedarka, it's Skila. You do it Shalai Kedarka, B'derech Kavod, it's a Lav, but you're being Eivad Avodah Zarah. That's the Lav of Loisa Avdeim. The Lav of Loisa Shtach of Lamed, that's not the Vart that you're being Eivad Avodah Zarah. That's not the Vart. The word is you're taking something which belongs to Hashem and giving it to the Avodah Zarah. The Rambam learned up, that we learned from the Pasuk, Bilti L'Hashem Levadai, that we learned from Zeveach and Eshtachaveh V'chuli, that these are the things that Chayiv Skil on, it's not Stam Megilei Akra, that these are Avodas Chashuvas and Meli Chayiv Skil on them. That's not the word. The Chayiv Skil comes because they're Avodas Hashem. It's not just the Raya. The Torah wanted to tell us which Avodas you're Mechuyiv on, And the male of the Torah gave it as a simon, similar davar, that avodah said that happened to be Lashem. Those happened to be the ones that yichayev on for avodah zarah. That and plus the shtachavah, which is not an actual avodah. No, it's the simbas davar, and the shtachavah also belongs to Hashem. The shtachavah Lashem, Keseda talks about that Klal Yisrael Keseda mishtachavah Lashem. They did a shtachavah on the base of Mikdash. But the side of Dover is, the side of this is a different Isser. There's an Isser being Avod Avodah Zarah. There's an Isser taking an Avodah Hashem and giving it to Avodah Zarah. So everything else is just Kvelus. Everything else, if you find the Isser any other times, it says Yishtachavah a few times in the Torah. The Gemara has drashas for all of them. It also says L'Yizbechu. And there's a drasha. Why it says Zmicha? Why it says Yishtachavah? But these are all just extra lavin in the same Inyan. But the Rambam, Saif Mitzis, and Saifaz Horus counts the Klaladover. Now we add a Kasha, Manavshach. If you just want to count the Klaladover, so count one lav for all of Avedazara, like the Ramban does. There's one lav, L'yilicha, every single Pasuk has a Limlin, has a Ribli, has a reason why he says it. The Gemara is a Drosha for each and every Pasuk, good. That's not going to make extra mitzvahs, it's not going to make extra lavin. Either different Eifanim, good, but they also one Klal. You can't be Avodah Zarah this way, you can't be Avodah Zarah that way. It's all Avodah Zarah. There's no separate mitzvahs, there's no separate Azaras. That's a Ramban Shita. You want to go differently, you want to say no, that each form of Avodah is a separate lav. There's a lav for Shtachavah, and there's a lav for Avodah Pnim, Zvicha, which includes all Avodah Pnim, and there's a lav for Avodah Kedarka, Pentitish Lehem Lema Echa Yavdu. And there might be a lav for Makabal of Aloya, maybe Slayilacha. And there's a lav, another lav from Makafif Menashech, like Rashi says in Sama Gimel. You want to count every single lav as a separate lav, so do that. What's the pshat that you're only counting three? Zange Chazar, Le'ilacha is not Avodah Zarah, Le'ilacha is Amunah. And now there's two. There's Oivet Avodah Zarah Lois Ta'avdeh, where the lav is you're being Oivet Avodah Zarah. That includes Kedarka, and that includes Megafif and Menashek, any other form of Avodah Zarah, even Shalei Kedarka if it's Derech Kavod. Kedarka is Bemisa, Shalei Kedarka is Bazara. Leisa Shtarech of Elohim, and any other pasuk about this, is not being Oivet Avodah Zarah. It's taking an Avodah Hashem and giving it to Avodah Zarah. That's another lav. That's another chi of misa. And that's all included. One lav is ishtachava. There's a lav liyizbechu. But they're all the same mechuvit. Taking avodah Hashem and giving to avodah zarah. That's what I hold the sheet to say Rambam on the inyan is. And now let's see the sugya. So the Mishnah said echad ha'ovid, which Yigmar explained it means ovid kedarka, and echad ha'mezabeach vechem nekat vechad ha'menaseich. And there you learn out Zaveh Yocharam to tell you that Zaveh Lim Yocharam to tell you that it's the things that are there, L'shem HaMiyuchad, there's a Chiyav when you do them for Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says, why does it only say Mezabeh, Mekater, Menasech, Shechting, burning, and pouring? Why doesn't it say Zarek, the Zrikas Adam? And Abayi said, Zarek, Haino Menasech, the Sivah, Asach, the Skayim Adam, Zarek and Menasech is the same thing. So Rashi asks Akasha, why didn't it say Mekabel and Melech? When the Gemara asks Akasha, Velechshev Nami Zayrik, it says Mezabech Mekata Menasech, which also says Zayrik, and the Gemara says it does say Zayrik, because Menasech is the same thing. Why didn't it say also Melech and Mekabel? We know by carbon, there are four Avedis, Shechita, Kabbalah, Hailach, and Zrika. So why did it only ask from Zrika? Why didn't it also ask from Hailach and Kabbalah? That's the Girsa of Rashi that we have. The Ari Shainim, and this seemed to be the original Girsa, that was Gairis Melech, the Ran. The Chidush Ran was Gairis Rashi Melech, Taishant is also Mashman that way, that Melech umakabel. Why didn't it say Malika? We know by a bird, the Avod is not Shchita, the Avod is Malika. Why didn't it say Malika? The Yad Ramah asked all three. Why didn't it say Melech, Melech, and Makter? Rabbeinu Yainu was Gairis like us. Rabbeinu Yainu was Gairis Rashi Melech umakabel. The Ran was Gairis Melek Umakabel. The Yad Ramah asks that all three, let it say Melek, Melech, and Makabel. So Rashi mentions, Rashi answers, L'ashkel levi avodis anasas l'shem avodis kechavim. Rashi says, we never find that Makabel and Melech were done for avodah zarah. Zvicha we find v'yizbuchulai, Haktar we find that shechelu zochei miyachelu, Nisuch we find yishtiyei nesicham, and the Gemara Skashim Zarek we find balasik nischei midam. So, Mamel, these we find are Avedis that are done, L'shem Avedis are, But Mekabel HaMelech we don't find that way, and that's why the Gemara didn't ask the question. So it's interesting, Rabbeinu Yoina and the Chedush Eran have a machlokes, they had a different pshat in what Rashi meant. Rabbeinu Yoina learned that Rashi meant that Avadi Yechayev from Mekabel HaMelech. Avadi, Rashi's not saying you're not Mechayev from Mekabel HaMelech. Anything that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, any Avadis Nim Yechayev, that would include Kabbalah and Elacha. Rashi's just explaining why the Gemara didn't ask the Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha of Elichshav Nami Zerik. The Gemara should have asked the Kasha from Mekabel HaMelech as well. The Gemara says, because it doesn't say in the Pasuk anywhere that they ever did Mekabel HaMelech, so it's not a thing that's anyway done for Avodah Zarah at any time, so the Gemara didn't bother with the Kasha. But Enoch Enami, Rashi's not saying that you're not Mechayev or Mekabel HaMelech. The Ran learned up Rashi that because it's not in the Pasuk, the mail it's not Shaykh to be Chayev. Even though it's Avodah Zarah, but since we don't find it's ever done for Avodah Zarah, this can't be considered Avodah Zarah. So the Ran learns that that's Gufa, this is a Tam, why it's not considered Avodah Zarah. Now the Ran clears like this, maybe this Tam is only before we knew the Drasha. The Gemara says before we knew the Drasha of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says we have in the Mishnah, Mezabech, Mekatem, and Asech. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why to say Zerik? So the Gemara thought that Mestama Mekabel HaMelech, since we don't find it's ever done for Avodah Zarah, Mestama not Chayiv. Mashen Kain, Mezabech, Mekatem, and Asech are found for Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara's Kasha was Zerik's also found for Avodah Zarah. But maybe Lamaskana, that we know Avodah Zarah, so that would tell you that they're all Chayiv. He says, Vitzarechin. So B'kitzur, Rabbeinu Yoina learns that Avodah Zarah shows Mekabel HaMelech HaChayiv. It's just the Gemara didn't ask that the Mishnah should say it, because the Mishnah wouldn't say it, because the Pasuk never mentions it, so the Mishnah wouldn't bother mentioning it, but Avodah you are Chayiv. The Ran learns that Rashi is saying a Tam why you Potter, because since it's not in the Pasuk, so mainly you Potter. But he declares, is this Tam stay l'maskana? He blames with the Tzarechian. Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ramah, they say a different reason why you Potter on Mekabel and Melech. And who adin Melek? There, Yad Ramah says this reason. Because they say that Lamaisa, we're following what Yechayev on Shkut Echutz. You find there's a din of Shkut Echutz. You're not allowed to shech the carbon bechutz. You're not allowed to be mala carbon bechutz. Shkut Echutz is a chiyiv kars. Shkut Echutz needs, the Gemara dashes from the Psukim and Zvachim, it needs one of these four avodas. Shkita, Zrika, Haktara, and Nisach. Those are the four avodas for Shkut Echutz. So that's Gufu, what you learn out from Zeveach, that Zeveach, Lehim Yochram, that it's the same Avedis that Yechayev for Shkut Echutz. Mashenge Mekabel HaMelech, which do not have the Chiyev Shkut Echutz, they don't have the Chiyev if you do it Bechutz, by a carbon, who would then they don't have the Chiyev for Avedis are? That's Shteyner Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ramah. So just learning the Rishayim here, it comes out L'chayre three tzadim. There's a tzad, Rabbeinu Yoina learns this way in Rashi, and the Ran clears this way in Rashi L'maskana. There's a tzad that L'maisi you are Mechayef and Mekabel and Melech and L'chayer who would in Melech Avada. Any Avodas Pnim Yechayev B'chutz. Thus the Mishnah didn't mention it because the Mishnah only said things that the Pasuk ascribes to Avodah Zarah. And that's why the Mishnah only said Mezabeach and Mekater and Menasech. And the Gemara says that Zvika also is in the Pasuk. And the Gemara says Zvika Hainu Menasech. But Avadi Yechayev and everything. There's a tzad, and this is how the Ran learns of Rashi, that since the Pasuk didn't say it, so Mamela, since the Pasuk never said that there's such an Avada for Avada Zarah, that's why you potter on Mekabel and Melech. Or like the Ran's Girsa Melech. And there's a third tzad, that the reason why you potter on Mekabel and Melech, and Melech, is because you need an Avada which is Chayev for Shkut Echutz, and these don't have an Avada for Shkut Echutz. And God was clearing Lefidish Tikkel Torah, we said earlier that the Shitas and Rambam is that the Yisoyed of Ashtachavah and Avodah Pnim is that you're taking an Avodah which is supposed to be done for Hashem and giving it to the Avodah Zarah. So that would explain better why you need something that you chayev b'chutz. It's the same Yisoyed. When you take a carbon which is supposed to be Shechta b'fnim, the Avodah b'fnim, the Torah is makben not to do this Avodah b'chutz. Who within it's the same Avodah that the Torah is makbid not to do, even not on a carbon, for Avodah Zarah. The Yisaidis, these are considered Avodahs L'Shem Hashem, so if you do them on a carbon, even not for Avodah Zarah, or you do them on it for Avodah Zarah, even if it's not a carbon, that's Taka the Chiv. If you want to say that the reason why you're not chayev a mekabel and melech is because it's not in the pasuk, so mistam and the pshat is that the pasuk's not telling you, it's not the siba, the fact that it's avodas pnim is not the siba why you chayev. It's just the simen, the fact that it's avodas pnim is a simen. So we're saying, besides for the fact that avodas pnim, also you need, because it's mistarba, the Torah is only discussing avodas which are mentioned in reference to avodah zarah. So even though the Torah tells you avodas pnim, mistarba the Torah also, it's only a simen ledavar, and mistarba use another simen that we're discussing avodas which aren't mentioned in reference to avodah zarah. It's interesting. The Rambam just brings down the Lashon in the Mishnah, and he says that yimachoyev an avodas pnim, and he says it's shchita and aktara and nisuch and zrika consider the same thing. They're stated in the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah asks the Kasha, without mentioning Rashi at all, Kilu, it's his own Kasha, what happened to Melech? He's also mentioned Malika and Kabbalah. So he says like this. He says, Malika is not a Kasha, because Malika is Shrita. Malika hainu Shrita. And about Kabbalah, he says in Nusach, it's not Mukhach, you're doing it for Avodah Zarah. It's not Mukhach, because when you're being Makabal the Dam, we don't know what you can do with the Dam. If you're Zayrik, then we find that you did it for Avodah Zarah. But the Vayla wasn't Mukhach that you're doing it for Avodah Zarah. Mashenkin Zayrik, or Sheikhet, or Makater, which is Mukhach, you're doing it for Avodah Zarah. So the Prichad, the Sheifanat, in the Sefer Likudim, at the end of the Rambam, the Shapsi Frankel Rambam, the Sefer Likudim brings down from a Prichadash. First of all, he agrees very stark with the Kesef Mishnah that Melech is Sheikhet. He likes that pshat. And what he says about Makabal, he says that Lechari forgot the Rashi. He says his own svara, why Makabal is not chayiv. And it's a funny svara because it's not mukhrich. Teres Chaim got an ass on the svara. He says, why is Sheikhet any more mukhrich? You don't know what he's going to do with the Shkita. Why is Sheikhet more mukhrich than Makabal? As a effect, the Teres Chaim here on the Sugya, on the Kesef Mishnah svara. Al Kabanim, he says this svara. It's not making me ashev, a Sheikhet is more mukhrich. He's doing it for Avodah Zarah. He's shechting in front of Avodah Zarah. That itself is an Avodah. Al-Kabanim, Bichadish is bothered, then he forgot the Rashi. The Rashi says why we didn't say Makabal, because it's not in the Pasuk. I think the Kesef Mishnah learnt up the Rashi like the Rabbeinu Yonah learnt up the Rashi, that Makabal HaMelech is not a reason why, this the fact that it's not in the Pasuk is not a reason why to be Patel. It's just a reason why the Gemara didn't ask the Kasha at that point. The Gemara didn't ask the Kasha V'lechshev Nami Makabal. Melechshev Nami Melech. It's not in the Pasuk, so the Mishnah wouldn't mention it. But Rashi, Lamais, the Klapi Emes holds Yechayiv. But the Rambam, since he left it out entirely, it's Lechayim Mavur in the Rambam, that the Rambam held Lamais Yepater, so he had to have a Svara why Yepater. You can't just say because the Pasuk doesn't say it. It's not a reason why Yepater, it's Avedis Pnim. So he says this Svara that Melech Yitaka Chayiv, because Melech is Sheikhet. And Makabal, he says, because it's not Mukhach that you're doing it for the Avodah Zarah. Now, this is an interesting zach that the Kesef Mishnah, the Prichadish, agrees with them. They know that Melech is Sheikhet. But if you the Girsa we have in Rashi, the Girsa that we didn't have, the Girsa that some Rishonim had in Rashi, that it wasn't Melech, it was Melech, the Chushay Ran had this Girsa, and if the Yad Ramah that says both, the Ran and the Yad Ramah clearly didn't know that Melech was Sheikhet. Now, Lagabe Shkut Dechutz, Melech is not Sheikhet. Shkut Dechutz, the Marshal Sheikhet is Chayiv, Melech is Pater. But I think what the Kesef Mishnah means is in regard to Avodah Zarah, you don't really need a Hilchas Shchita. As long as you decapacitate the animal, Lezarech the Avodah Zarah, what's the difference how you do it? By Korban, you need a Hilchas Shchita. Maybe the Achalukim, maybe it's a difference if you cut it, or if you do it with a kli, or if you do it with your hand. I'm not 100% sure. So it's interesting to Machlaikis that the Kesef Mishnah names on that Malika is Shchita, and from the Shainim's Zvor, no, that Malika Yitaka are going to be Pata, you're not going to be Chayav Skila, because Malika is not Shchita, Malika is different than Shchita. That's an interesting Machlaikis as an aside. But then, there is L'chayim Machlaikis that the Rabbeinu Yonah learned up in Rashi, and the Ran at least clears away L'maskana, that Mekabel and Melech, and Melech, would be Chayiv, any Avodah Pnim would be Chayiv, but the way the Ran learns Rashi Yipata, because it doesn't say it in the Pasuk, and the way, and the Yad Raman, Rabbeinu Yonah have a Pshat that Yipata, because it's not, because you need something that Yichayiv for Shkut Dechutz. On the Tzad that Yichayiv by Mekabel and Melech, the Master Keach, Lamashal, brings in, What about lighting candles for Avodah Zarah? What about singing for Avodah Zarah? These are things that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, but Torah's Avodah. The menorah was one in Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The shear was one in Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. If you need that the Pasuk should specify that's an Avodah, so the Pasuk never says lighting candles or singing for Avodah Zarah. If you need Daim Minashkut Dechutz, so that by Shkut Dechutz, lighting candles and singing, you're not over Bechutz. But if you're going to say the Mekabel and Melech and Melech Achayiv, like Rabbeinu Yona learns up in Rashi, and like the Ran clears Lamaskana, so Achayah, unless there's some Chilik, Achayah who would then have Lakas Neiris, and who would then Shear, are also Avaydis Achayah that also be Chayiv. And now one more Inyan. The Mishnah also says, HaMekabel Ovaloya Vaimalei Eliyato. And Rashi is two Pshatim. First Pshat in Rashi is it's one case. Makabel v'aloya v'aymalei eliyata. In other words, that's how you makabel v'aloya. You accept the divine authority of the Vedizar by saying, you're my God. That's one case. Rashi has another pshat, that maybe it's two cases. Makabel v'aloya is when you're not b'fnei the Vedizar, but you say in general, I'm makabel this Vedizar, which is not here as a God. And aymalei eliyata means when you're b'fun of. And the reason why it says two cases, even though if Yechayiv Shalei Befanav, Koshkei Befanav, because if we'd only say one case, we'd say it's only Befanav. So since it says Oimle Eliyata, which is clearly Befanav, so then Makavalei has to teach you Tana Sefer L'Gli Reisha that the Sefer is Tumet Shalei Befanav. So the other man doesn't like the Pshat, because he said the Mishnah could have been more clear. It should have said Makavalei Olav Baloya, Bein Befanav, Bein Shalei Befanav, or something like that. Why did I have to say it in such an awkward way? So the Adar Mas says pshat like this. So makabel of baloya means ani makabel es avodah zarah zu baloya. That's makabel of baloya. Ha'imla eliyata means, he said eliyata. So he says in the both the chiddush, because if the guy says ani makabel avodah zarah zu baloya, so you would think dafka di yichayev, because you're making a chalais kabbalah. But Hashem, when you say eliyata, he's just saying a state of being. He's just saying, you're my God. You're not saying that I'm makabel you for my God. You're saying, "Oh my God!" So maybe that's just a statement. That's not an avodah zarah. That's not a kabbalah selihus. Maybe it's only a kabbalah selihus when you say, "I'm a kabbalah." When the guy says, "I'm a kabbalah avodah zarah for my God," Hashenkin, when he says, "Eliyata, you're my God," that's just a statement of fact. He says he's finding getting this. There's a chiluk if you say the get should be batal, well then it's batal. Or if you say the get is batal, then you're not saying anything. You're just saying a fact, and the fact isn't true. So maybe here also, Makabel v'loya means I'm making you into a God. So maybe that's a way to say. Mashen, can you say, Eliyata, you happen to be my God? Okay, he's not. So maybe that's not a way to say. And he said, and you could say it the other way also. If you'd only say Eliyata, you would say there, you're saying a statement, the fact that's a present statement. Eliyata. Makabel v'loya means I'm a Kabbal. Maybe it's a Kabbalah on some future thing. So it's not yet a way to say. You makabel it for a God. That means that you will worship it, but you're not worshiping it now. Eliyata is saying, right now you're my God. That's worship right now. So each one's a chiddush. There's a chiddush, makabel v'aloya. You think dafka makabel v'aloya, because there you're making Kabbalah. You're trying to shaf that it should be a God. So Mamel, that maybe is a way to say. Eliyata is just saying a statement of fact. Maybe that's not enough. Or you say the other way. Eliyata is saying, currently it's your God. So Mela, that could be Avodah Zarah. Mashenki Makabel V'loya, Makabel that it should be gone, but that's not the pshat that it should. That's a Kabbalah for some future thing. That's not Avodah Zarah. That's the Yad Ramaz pshat. So again, we have two pshatim in Rashi. One pshat it's the same case that Steve Adam Mefarish, and one pshat is that Makabel V'loya means when it's not there, and Eliyata is when it is there, and Tani Seful Gli Reisha. And one pshat in the Yad Ramaz that Makabel means that you're making a Chalos Kabbalah Seloya. And Eliyata is just a statement of fact, and each one's a chiddush. The Lechem Mishnah learns in the Rambam. I'm not sure how he saw it clearly in the Rambam, but the Rambam's nusach is a makabel of echad mikol mine avodah zarah baloya chayiv skila afilu gbila veina va'amala Eliyata v'chol keitzv zeh b'dibe zeh chayiv. So Lechem Mishnah learns that the first case is that the avodah zarah is already nevat. It's an official avodah zarah. People are over it, and you're joining the club. You're becoming part of the. So that's makabel olav baloya. You're being makabel of a desire which is already existent. Ha'imalei Eliyata means that this Avodah Zarah, no one has ever avoided it before. He just took an Evan or something like that. Not an official Avodah Zarah, not a Ketchka, not an idol. He just took a stone, and he decided to say Eliyata to the stone. So that's a big Chiddush. He says it's a Loizu Afzu. Kabbalah of Valaya means it's already a God, it's already a Ketchka, it's already an Avodah Zarah. And you're Makabalit, meaning that you're joining the group that considers it Avodah Zarah, considers it a God. And Ayimalei Eliyata is that no one ever was Ayvid this particular thing, and you decided on a thing which no one was Ayvid, that you want to say Eliyata, that's the case. And it's a Loizu Afzu. Now the Rambam says, interesting, the Rambam says, Afilu Higbia Levena, he picked up a brick for Amala Eliyata. So Lecha Mishnah is bothered, why did he say he picked up the brick? Even if he just talk, it's a Chayev. He says, picking up a brick maybe is necessary when you want to ask for the brick, there's all sugin of a desire about it. But Lechayev, if I desire, Lechayev is nothing to do with picking up the brick, even talking is Chayev. He says, the Rambam is Lavdafka. But the Tzafnes Panech, the Rogachev, and the other Achreinim also said this, that they wanted to go with the Lecha Mishnah's Chilik and explain that Nakuda. That when the Avodah Zarah is already a Getchka, it's already, people already worship it, it's already considered a God. So even without any Maisa, you join the club, Mekabel of Balay is Chayim. Vashenken Oimle Eliyata, since we're talking about it wasn't yet an Avodah Zarah Bechlal, and you want to make it an Avodah Zarah with the statement of Oimle Eliyata, then you can only make it an Avodah Zarah with a Maisa. So you don't need a Maisa to be, for the Avodah of Mekabel of Balay, for that Avodah, you don't need a Maisa. So, but you do need a Maisa in order to be an Avodah Zarah. So that's why the Rambam says, Zakef Higbia Levein of Amal Eliyata, because since it wasn't Avodah Zarah, and you're not being Avodah with a Maisa, it wouldn't have a shame Chalais Avodah Zarah. For Avodah, you don't need a Maisa. But for to be considered Avodah Zarah, that you should be Chayim and being Avodah, you'll need a Maisa to make it into Avodah Zarah. So Mela, it wouldn't be enough to just say Eliyata, you'd have to pick it up and say Eliyata, and make it into Avodah Zarah, the Maisa, and then you'd be Chayiv Mishum Avodah Zarah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.